Hardy, appetite returning. First signpost on the road to recovery.
Right you are, Major. Believe me, I'm not the kind of guy who can lay around here forever. If after 2 or 3 weeks of this, if I'm not feeling better, it's up and at 'em, irregardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you guys? It's been a couple of weeks. I mean, I'm still adjusting my volumes, but welcome to Radio Irregardless. And again, this is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless, and I'm your host, Mark Scalia. We got a bunch of people on Mixlr tonight. I am not doing the Facebook Live thing. Couple reasons. I'm just not really into it tonight. I don't feel like broadcasting. Besides, sometimes when I do it on Facebook, it screws up my levels. And I've got enough issues with my sound in this, I would say, Radio Shack microphone, but nobody knows what the fuck Radio Shack is anymore. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways: through my website, markscalia.com, and check out more of that site because my calendar is constantly being updated. And there's a bunch of shows, including New Year's Eve, and I got more to talk about later in the show. That's the first thing. The second way, what am I doing here? Oh, the second way you can listen to the sound of my voice is if you want to be more participant, you can click that box you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, Mixlr.com, and then you can sign on using a Facebook email, and then you can be part of the live chat. We got a bunch of people tonight, and we got a few people who are signed on anonymously. Stalker. No bueno. And the third way you can listen is you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through iTunes. Because if you can't listen live, because that's how we broadcast, you can download and listen to it at your leisure, as it were. So I got a lot of things going on tonight. I started the show a little late, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start the show the way I always do, with what's been going on in the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to them?
Past them.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And the first thing I want to talk about, I want to get it out of the way. I don't want to say get it out of the way, but certainly talk about it at the top. We lost a former president a couple days ago. George Herbert Walker Bush died. He was very old. He was very sick. And it's always sad when we lose, as you know, a former president. And, you know, there are people that go, oh, I hate it. But, you know, and nobody ever speaks bad of the dead, which is good. That's always a good thing. Unless Hitler, that's the one guy you can go, yeah, not a great person. But most of the time when you die, nobody's ever at the funeral going, fucking asshole, owe me money. I mean, at least maybe not seriously. So he was a nice guy. Everybody knew he was a nice guy. Maybe not the strongest president, but certainly, you know, a really good leader with the Gulf War. You know, he had a hard time following in Reagan's shadow. I mean, that was tough. So it's always hard when a country mourns the loss of a president, you know, and hopefully that'll never happen when the president's in office. It hasn't happened in a very long time. And I know a lot of people going, yes, it should happen this time, but cut it out. Oh, is it? What, my brother's typing a bunch of stuff. Hold on, I got to read this. Everyone knows Radio Shack is the store between Suit Yourself and Stewart's at the Mystic Mall. All relics of the past. Or Oscar. No, Chris, you're right. It was Stewart's and Suit Yourself. It was. Oscar was on the other side, near the defunct Papagino's, which it's still too soon. Let's not talk about that. So speaking of too soon, today is a very special day as well for me. Today would have been my parents' 54th wedding anniversary today. You know, of course, my mother passed. Oh, my God. We just celebrated. Well, I not fucking celebrate. Don't really celebrate the passing. We observed my mother's anniversary of her passing, which was back in October. It was 30 years. My God, it's been 30 years. And of course, you know, my dad lost my dad 13 years ago. Yeah, my mother was 88. And my dad was 2006. So my dad, oh, my God, 12 years ago. Yeah. So almost 13. You know, they would have been married 54 years. I don't know if that would have been possible. Let's just, I don't know what the over-under was, but certainly my dad would say that. But certainly it's the 54th anniversary of them being married. So I wish my parents a happy wedding anniversary. Now the stuff is a little lighter. Today is a super special day because I just sent out my contracts to the venues of the Salem Comedy and Spirit Festival coming up in 2019. Only about a month and a half away. Really looking forward to it. Lock down the venues. Just lock down all the comics too. So I've got, I think 13 comics. I got comics from Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New York, from the West Coast, somebody from Seattle. They're very funny. I mean, I got almost, I'd say almost 35, 40 applicants because I don't charge for submissions. I'm the only festival I know of that doesn't charge submission fees, and I only charge an admittance fee, which essentially pays for everything that I give you. It pays for the lanyard and the t-shirt and the admission for all the things. So whatever the audience gets, you get. So if there's food, you get food. If there's drinks, you get drinks. That's kind of the, and this year I'm actually working up a small stipend as well. So trying to be better, trying to, you know, just trying to have fun, but I'm super psyched. So look for that, and you can always type in on Google, Salem Comedy Festival, and check that out. The website should be updated by Friday. That's when I'm going to be offering tickets and all that stuff, so I'm really, really looking forward to it. That's what I... Do you have Jason Merrill? I hear he's great. Yeah, he never submitted, Jason. If you submitted, I would have considered you, but you didn't submit, and deadlines were stopped on the 1st. So... I heard he was a level 3 something something. Oh, my God. All right. So let me talk about some Christmas, because it is a Christmas season. It's a holiday season. My wife and I tonight, we just watched The Man Who Invented Christmas, one of my favorite movies now. It explores the origin of Charles Dickens writing A Christmas Carol. It was done really well. It was a nice little splicing of the history and his history. It's just really, overall, I think it's a really good movie. And I'm a huge Dickens fan. So, you know, in his writing, it's classic. It's just, it's, you know, it's flawless, timeless, I should say. It's timeless. So what's this? Just kidding. I'm his brother. Oh, they're my brothers, point most ever. So talking about Christmas, I've been on the Christmas Carol. I've been Scrooge. We're about, I don't know, almost a third done with the run. You know, we have a lot of shows under our belt and the shows have been good. But, you know, of course, people are still kind of dicky. I had to take food and drink away from a couple people on several different trolleys. The policy is there's no drinking on the trolley. That's the policy. People still bring drinks. Now, my thing is, if you have a drink, you got some chocolate, you know, hot chocolate, quote unquote, and it's, you know, it's got a little Kahlua in there or maybe a little Bailey's or whatever you want to put in. I don't overly care. As long as you drink it and be done with it, and we're done. When you go for a second pour, that's when I get a little irate. You know, sneaking nips worth of fireballs. You know, we go in the back of the trolley. There's, you know, it looks like a recycling center with all the plastic back there. So people can be a little dicky. And it's because they think they pay the price and they're like, well, this is, we paid for everything. No, you didn't pay for that. That's not the way it works. And my Scrooge is a dick, which I love when he's a dick, because he gets mad at people because I go get him. It's like, row, 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 you know, it's like sicking a pit bull on somebody. So it's, you know, so I try to keep that kind of control. And then, of course, then give them the regular show. And then the cast is, you know, as I'm part of the cast, it's a really good show. It's a lot of fun. We do. I think there are still some tickets available. I'm not completely sure, but you can always go to my website, check on my calendar. I've got the link in there if you want to come to one of the shows that I'm on. There is two other actors who play Scrooge as well. Let's say, look, I'm the registered. Oh, my God. They're still writing this thing going back and forth with level 4, level 3. So I don't know what the hell's going on. Level 3 is probably all sex offenders. Level 4 sex offender. Is that it? I don't know if there's different levels. of sex offenders. I don't know. And I'm teasing because I don't, none of my listeners are sex. You know something? Speaking of that, that's the thing. And I joke about the level four and say, but here's the thing. I don't know if you know this. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was on a couple weeks ago, or last week, actually. And it is now being ripped apart and even banned to be never played again. Now, first of all, it's claymation. It's like we call it claymation. It's like stop motion animation. And it's from 1964. During the middle of the civil rights movement, when everybody was fine and blah, 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 and everybody's like, look, you got to be more aware of things. But the reason people have given that so much shit is because they say it's problematic and abusive because the plot of the movie is really about Rudolph being bullied and verbally abused. Are you fucking kidding me? Really? That's the point. It's about overcoming adversity. It's not about bullying per se. That's normal hazing. What do you think? This doesn't happen in the wild? Of course it does. There's tons of hazing from other animals in the same pride or in the same herd or in the same flock. They fight each other. They bite, they bite, they peck, they scratch, they fuck with each other. That's what they do. We're not doing anything differently. You cannot and absolutely you will not be able to change human nature from hazing. And all you got to do is go, okay, it's part of life. As long as it's not dead. Here's the thing. Hazing is a way to weed out weakness. That's the way it is in nature. And I'm not saying we need stronger people. Maybe we need weaker bullies. I don't know. Because I had some tough bullies growing up. And if somebody said, hey, red nose. Fuck that. I can still fly. Are you fucking shitting me? He can fly. Who gives a shit his nose lights up? And he can talk. Are you kidding me? Fucking Rudolph. That's not it. That's not the only thing. That maybe instead of leading Santa through the storm, he should have got a semi-automatic. No, I'm not saying that. I am not, Chris, that's no bueno. Don't. You guys can read that, but I'm not gonna repeat that. I'm just not gonna. That's no bueno right there. And the other thing, why didn't Rudolph? Yeah, Rudolph didn't go in a, you know, I shouldn't say it. He didn't pick up a weapon and start wiping out other reindeer. He just went, okay, I'm going to get out of here. Now, of course, he was a little bit of a loner, and we all know if Herbie had a permit, the whole situation would have been different, and Bumbles wouldn't have bounced. Bumbles would have ended up in the bottom of a fucking ravine. That would have been. But it's not just Rudolph. The other thing, this made headlines, the classic Christmas song, and you know it because I did a parody of it 2 years ago or 3 years ago, like almost the, like I think it was the second season of this show that I did the parody of Baby It's Cold Outside. It's being removed from Canadian radio stations, and you probably aren't going to hear it anymore. Like I haven't heard it once this season at all. Because it is now seen as inappropriate because it's essentially a man begging a woman to stay over for the night. Yeah, because there's fucking snow and ice and he's being considerate. Of course he wants to get laid too, but that is beside the point. That is beside the point. It's about somebody trying to, it's not a Bill Cosby song. That's all he should have done. But listen, but here I always thought it was a little datey rapey anyway. I really did. So I actually, here's my version.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'll be on my way.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I dial 911.
We're gonna have so much
I'm
fun.
I'm scared and cold.
I think that I have struck some gold.
You got me starting to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
What are those scrapes on the floor?
Listen to the fireplace roar.
This is the worst day ever.
We will be together forever.
Please don't make me drink anymore.
Excuse me while I go lock the door.
But will the cops there?
Baby, it's bad out there.
What did you put in my drink?
No help to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are blurry
to break
now.
Break out of this hell.
I'll hold you down. Your hair looks swell.
I'm saying no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
Please don't look like I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Get out of my way.
Baby, don't hold out. Ah, but it's cold. It's cold out there. But it's nice and warm in here. Oh, yeah, it's cold outside.
I have mace in my purse, you fucking asshole.
Ow. And that's the way it should go. But why not? I mean, don't. I mean, you gotta do it. Just do it. And I wrote. Let's see. I put that out. I did that 2015. That's when I did that because I knew it was kind of weird. I didn't know this. I was doing some little research for this show. And did you know that R2-D2 and C-3PO put out a Christmas song?
R2, where are you? Oh, there you are.
No well, shit.
If you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
This is a real song. Oh, God.
If you look up at the winter star, we know that's where you are.
No, I don't. I don't think this song made it to the holiday special.
Come right down. And if our wish comes true, we'll spend Christmas Eve with you. Our hearts will sing with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree.
Yeah, you know something? What about C-3PO? I mean, he at least looks like a person. Fucking R2-D2 essentially is a Roomba. All right, that's enough of that shit. But it gets worse. CeeLo Green did a Christmas song with the Muppets. Yeah, he did.
CeeLo, what are you doing here?
I was just about to ask you the same thing.
Well, I'm here for Christmas. He is
completely dressed like Cool in the Gang. It had a float. You gotta see the video.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
In a convertible Rolls? Oh, you're never gonna make it in this weather. Well, why don't you come in and join our party?
You sure?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're about the same height.
Cool.
Oh, good. Hey, guys. Nice jacket.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A convertible Rolls? Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you.
The funny thing is, CeeLo looks like a Muppet because his arms are short and he's very disproportionate. So he's very Muppety. I know it does sound like Mambo number 5, but it's not. See, my sound is all messed up. Do you hear that? Went way down. Yeah. There we go. There we go. It's Oh, the shit I kind of find it. But here's what I want to do. I'm going to take a quick break. I got a little history in there for you. And also, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play a little game with you. So we'll be back in about maybe 4 minutes. You're listening to Radio Regardless. We'll be back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
We've all heard the biblical origins of Christmas, but societies have been celebrating light and birth in the darkest days of winter centuries before Jesus walked the earth. In the Norse country, this winter celebration was known as Yule. Around December 21st, the winter solstice, fathers and sons dragged evergreens indoors as reminders of life and set logs on fire as a promise of good fortune.
Don't get sentimental now, Dad. Save it till we get out of here.
The floor's on fire. See? And the chair.
Ancient Rome had its own December festivals. 1 week before the winter solstice, Romans began celebrating Saturnalia, an orgy of food and drink.
It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
By the first century AD, pagan traditions were being challenged as Christianity took hold throughout the empire.
You dare challenge Megamind!
The church knew it could not outlaw the pagan traditions of Christmas, so it came to accept them. The evergreens traditionally brought indoors were decorated with apples, symbolizing the Garden of Eden.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
The story of Santa Claus also begins in the 4th century with the death of Nicholas, a beloved Turkish bishop. The anniversary of his death became known as St. Nicholas Day. On December 6th, good children woke to gifts from the kindly saint. Bad children sulked away with nothing.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Like St. Nicholas, Santa Claus spread good cheer and gave gifts to children. Less clear was exactly what this Santa Claus looked like. Then in 1863, Thomas Nast, a cartoonist for Harper's Weekly, settled the matter once and for all with his version of the Christmas Saint. Nast's Santa was rotund and jolly, with a full white beard and a sack full of toys. An American icon was born.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hey, this is Paul Roseberry, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. And by you, I mean you, Mark, because I don't believe anybody else is on here.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So that was our little break, our little history. So now we only have a few more minutes left. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a game with you guys. Now, I didn't have a lot of time to prep this, but I do have some. I do have a little bit of time. So we're only going to play two. Usually we'll be three. We're going to play a little Christmas edition. Sounds like sax to me. So here's how we play Sounds Like Sax. I'm going to play you a clip of a saxophone solo, and you have to tell me the song and the artist. And usually people just get the song or the artist, but you know something? Since we only have two, you have to get both. Now, this is how it's going to make it even easier for you. because I'm going to feature a Christmas song that features a saxophone solo in it. Super easy. And that's it. And if you know it, just type it in. So here's the first one. Only 17 seconds. Okay. Now, everybody, now Karen says, Of course, it's a Christmas song that has a saxophone solo in it. This one's a little difficult. Actually, I'll grant you this one. I don't want to play it again because we're running late. It's only 17 seconds. I'll give you a hint. The Beach Boys' daughter, or daughters, or one of the Beach Boys' daughters. And I didn't give you enough time because usually you fuckers, you Shazam it. I'm not going to let you do it. You want to play it again? Here we go, real quick. No, not Wilson Phillips. But you're close. It's a very obscure Christmas song, to be honest with you. I had to look for this. I actually heard on the radio a couple years ago and didn't know it. You got nothing. Okay, nobody's got anything. You all get it wrong.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving on. It is Hey Santa by Carney and Wendy Wilson. Now you remember it. That's it. That's the fucking song. All right. Here's another one real quick. No, it's not Nat King Cole. This one's a little more contemporary. How about this one? Come on. You got to have that one. You got to have that one. But that is 15 seconds. That's a ton of time. No. No, it's not All I Want for Christmas Is You. Not at all. But you're warm. Christmas, the snow's coming down. Baby, please come home. So it's Christmas. Baby, please come home is correct. Who's it by, though, Karen? You just wrote the lyrics down. That's how you got the name of the song. You wrote the lyrics. Oh, fuck it. It's Mariah Carey. Originally done a song from the 50s. There you go. By the Shirelles. That's right. It was the Shirelles. It's from the 50s, and it went a lot faster, and it was probably lower key. Because, you know, Mariah on fire. She's a bad. Hopefully, she won't be on New Year's Eve this again. Every year, she's. That's the only. I don't care about the ball dropping. I just want to see Mariah lose her shit. That's all I want to say. All right, so it's been a fun show, guys. Let's wrap this up. So let me tell you where I'm going to be this upcoming weekend and then on Infinitum. And again, I'm going to be on the Salem Trolley doing the Christmas Carol. And check out my calendar, and I'd love to see you if there's still tickets available to have you come on the show. Because it's a fun show, it really is, and I really enjoy the role. So tomorrow night, I'm taking a little bit of a break from Christmas Carol. And I am going to be going to a gala tomorrow night, a North Shore music. I think it's North Shore Magazine Gala in Ipswich. And I'm going to be having a good time with my lovely bride. And we're looking like a Dickensian couple. I'm going to wear my entire costume minus the hair and makeup. And my wife's going to be wearing a Victorian dress. She's going to spiral her like bangs. It's a very Victorian look. But I don't know how it works. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here before I get in trouble. Because at some point, somebody's not going to listen to the show. Which is different than what? Anyway. So that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow night. And then, of course, over the weekend, I'll be at just on the Christmas Carol. Just on the trolley. So I'll be doing all that. So a couple things before I go. I always do this on my last show of the year. But technically, in 2 weeks... Ebenezer Scrooge will be hosting the show because I'm taking the night off and he may come in and do it. But I say this is my last show of the year because I'll be on the trolley, so Scrooge will be in here and blah, blah, blah. So I always do this. I play How the Grinch Stole Christmas just after the show, and it runs over. And I eventually, from the podcast, I cut it out. So listen through the break. So as always, if you guys want to be guests, you want to leave a question, a comment, email me, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can also call the hotline, 978-219-9294, and you can leave me a message. I always listen to them when I get them. So, guys, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Ebenezer Scrooge will be the guest host, and I wish you the best. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Just one, two, three.